The weather, summery. And it's now officially wildfire season in Washington state, according to our state government. Fire prevention efforts are ramping up now, along with the temperatures. Firefighter Trevor McConkey is wondering what fire season will look like this year. He battled the fires last year in the Okanagan area during the most destructive wildfire season in state history. He says in its experience he'll never forget.
You had fire activity on all four sides of you at all times, and that was pretty unique. That's not normal to have four large fires that then combined into one, all burning at the exact same time. And you know, with fire comes smoke, and when you've got that many fires burning around you, the smoke just laid down into the kind of surrounding communities during those burns, and they made it very difficult to kind of sleep comfortably and to sort of just go about your daily tasks, because visibility was cut down. And for us working with the helicopters, because that's what I do currently, we were actually grounded at times because we couldn't fly because the smoke visibility was so poor. So, I mean, if you can imagine sort of imagine a very foggy situation, but it's not fog, it's actually smoke. And that's just the ambient kind of environment that you're working in, is just heavy, heavy smoke and haze.
And what do you expect this year? Can't be anything like what you saw last year, right?
Well, you know, it's really hard to be able to tell you that. You know, you can have sort of predictions and thoughts about what's going to happen, but what we have to do, and not just the firefighters, but the people in the communities, is prepare like it's going to be a fire season like last season.
We've had such a wet winter, a lot of rain, and an actual snowpack again.
I mean, sure.
But that can evaporate?
That is all wonderful stuff, and as a firefighter, it makes me happy to see that. But whatever you do, you don't want to put on a false sense of security. And the important thing to know with, you know, wildfire and is that in the Northwest and in Eastern Washington, we live in a fire-adapted ecology there. And wildfires are going to happen. It's a normal part of the function of that landscape. So, you know, if you prepare for it and you're ready for it, then if it comes, it's not a surprise. But if you put faith in kind of what you really have no idea about, that's when the unexpected happens. So that's the way that I'm heading into the season, is I'm hoping for the best but preparing for the worst.
You work in the woods for your job. What are you paying attention to right now?
You know, as a firefighter, I just pay attention to kind of what the fuel out there looks like and what it sounds like and even what it feels like.
What it sounds like?
Yeah, you can actually, you know, just by walking on the ground and listening to the sound of the needles as they break and branches and, you know, twigs about the size of your pinky, things like that, if there's a lot of moisture in them, they're not going to, you can walk fairly quietly through the woods, but as the season goes on and things dry out, you make a lot of noise as you're walking, just because all of the different fuel types are breaking as you walk. So it's just a kind of just a little thing that I do. I'm not sure if other people do that, but that's one of the things that I pay attention to, is just the sound of the forest.
So you're walking quietly so far?
So far, sure, yeah. I mean, who knows what it'll be like next week.
And you mentioned the feel and look. What do you see?
So, you know, you pay attention to what would be called the curing out of fuel. So as the season goes on, you know, the fine fuels like grasses and you know, small twigs, things like that, you'll notice that they'll start to physically dry out. So you'll see the grasses will start to turn brown. And you'll notice that, you know, twigs will kind of start to just be more dry, and you'll kind of just start to pay attention to some of those things, and that's kind of what I look for.
So, Trevor, right now, what do you want people to do to prepare now that wildfire season is officially here?
One of the things I would say is, you know, pay attention to your properties, and, you know, think about, you know, firefighters, if they had to come to your property and had to do some sort of work around it or some sort of protection, if that fire was to come, and things that you could do to help make your property more secure in terms of a fire coming through, because there's a lot of stuff that's flammable on people's properties that they don't normally consider, and it's not until that fire comes that it becomes an issue. For example, needles kind of on your deck, or if you have your wood pile, but your wood pile is up against the side of your house. It only takes a 3-foot flame can set a house on fire. So whatever you can do to get rid of any material that's around your house, and limb trees, do whatever you can to keep a flame lower than 3 feet as it kind of makes its way towards your house. That's going to help the firefighters and yourselves kind of be ready for it for when and if it comes.
Firefighter Trevor McConkie with the Washington State Department of Natural Resources, getting ready for what comes and asking for your help as Washington's wildfire season has officially begun.